Yo, what's good, everybody? Yo, what's good? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Your man, Earl B. And I just, first and foremost, I just want to give a huge round of applause to President-elect Joe Biden. I want to start off by giving him a round of applause. Because I don't know about y'all. I got tired of seeing them damn vote for me commercials. I don't know about y'all, but I got tired of seeing that. And I got tired of all of the stuff, man, that Donald Trump said. So I am relieved that all that stuff is over with, you know. Now, what throws me a curveball is the fact that he clearly lost, but he hasn't conceded yet. I mean, I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. I mean, you know, I never in all of my years here on Earth, I've never seen a president like this. I've never seen a president active on Twitter, and I mean, he just condemns people, he cuts people down, he goes in on people. I've never seen nothing like this to save my life. So I don't know, y'all. You know, I don't know. Coronavirus cases I'm talking about the numbers are astronomical every single day. So we gonna get on here, man. We just gonna do a little rap session. I got some special guests in the building, but I really got an ultimate special guest in the building. I got my son in the building. I got Allen Howard in the building, but I got my son Deontay in the building. Tay, what's good?
Hello.
Yeah, man. You got to take that mask. You ain't gonna be able to talk to the mask.
Well, it's a pandemic. I'm trying to.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. So, man, welcome to your dad's podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that having this opportunity, man, is really big for me to have you here so that we can just do a little rapping, plus give you the bird's eye view of what actually your dad does for the podcast. Getting you familiar with all of the controls and the whole nine yards. So, man, that's, you know, for you to be here, man, it's definitely big for real.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. And I just want you to know, man, how proud of you. I'm definitely proud of you, man. You, man, just watching you grow, man, it's still kind of crazy to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't the little dude I had in the back seat, man, in the car seat. You know what I'm saying?
I was never in the back seat. I was in the front seat most of the time that I could be.
Yeah. So, man, you know, man, just to have you on here, man, is incredible. You know, and of course, you know, my sidekick, my right hand, the person that keeps the real focus and the man of the management side of the operation that we got going on, you know, my bro, somebody that, you know, that I've had the ultimate of 40 years plus of growing up, man. I got my ace in the building, got Allen in the building. What's good, yo?
What's good, y'all, man?
Man, yeah, you know, we blessed to be here, man. We are definitely blessed to be here. Definitely blessed to be here. So, man, like I said, I just wanted to just drop on here. So, I mean, if you didn't get an opportunity to hear the piece I did called Don't Lose Hope, make sure y'all go back and check that thing out, man. Drop some inspiration, because, you know, we all need some inspiration. I mean, especially in these times. In these times, I mean, you know, we got with everything that's going on in the world today. I mean, man, sometimes you just feel like, man, can I just catch a break? I mean, you know, can I just catch a break? You know, I mean, they're trying to scare the hell out of you on the news. I'm just kidding.
Stop watching the news.
Man, you got to stop watching the news. I mean, the news is, you know, social media, everything, man, you know. You got to take a break from that stuff. You really do. Yeah, man, you got to take a break from that, man. You really have to take a break. I mean, I don't know how, how people do it. I mean, you know. For me, I'm, you know, it's all about the motivation. It's all about, you know, inspiration, you know. But, man, if you get hung up on what the news is saying, man,
you won't leave the house.
Man, you never leave. Real talk, man. Now, even with this pandemic, I'm talking about record numbers of daily coronavirus cases, man, daily.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at the last week.
Yeah.
Since the election. Since the election.
Yeah.
How much of an outbreak?
Oh, man, it's astronomical.
Why?
I mean, I got a couple different views. I have.
There are several.
You know.
And that's what this response about is for people to be able to express that judgment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know what, you know, I just feel like, you know, that since then, you know, we've had tremendous amount of numbers, tremendous. I mean, man, you know, over 100,000 days. That's what they say. So, I just be trying to find out, you know, where they get the numbers from. That's what
I'm just
trying to figure out where you get the numbers.
I mean,
bro, you got a cop. You got to, yeah. You got to get
close.
Let's
look at the reality. Let's look at the reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This wasn't happening 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
All of a sudden, we have this tremendous outbreak at one time.
Yeah. I'm down everywhere. Not just, you know what I'm saying? Not just here in Kansas City, but
no,
everywhere.
Nation. Why?
Yeah. I'm talking about it. It's crazy. Crazy.
We can go on and on about conspiracy theories when it comes to that. This whole election, this whole process has been amazing. All the hype and garbage that was pushed in to the election.
Yeah.
I just got one question.
Yeah.
For Orange Man.
Yeah.
How is it that he got so upset about a loss? And he won 4 years ago exactly the same way he's trying to say that Joe Biden won.
Yeah, I mean, man, that right there, you know, you gonna say that they cheated, but you cheated.
That's how you got into office.
Yeah, man.
It's because he lost.
It's
because he's lost. He's like a sniveling little child right now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
He's always been a child. He's always been immature. That's nothing new.
Yeah, to always go that level. You know what I'm saying? First off, this podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who help spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that will help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my mama, Ali Mae Williams Belton, named me Earl Lee Belton, and welcome to the sit down. Welcome to the sit down. So, man, you know, I got my son in the building. So, Tay, man, man, let's just cut through the chase, man. Man, how you feel about this, man?
About what?
About the election, the new president, man. How you feel as an up and coming young entrepreneur, a young man, period, in this day. How you feel about this? How you feel?
Satisfied that Donald Trump can, you know, win the election. But,
okay. All right. Why? Why? What main reason did you want him out?
For you. One, because I miss Barack Obama, but that's okay. Just me. All right. But two, he really showed why we don't need a president like him.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Within all aspects.
Okay.
No, like you said, no president has ever had a Twitter account and
I mean, not like
tweet
that.
Daily,
I mean, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just go. Yeah. All right.
But as far as a young black man right now, I think that people my age should take this as an eye opener to
absolutely.
Where we actually have the advantage right now.
Absolutely.
We don't even know that. We're just
yeah.
living, doing dumb
yeah.
stuff still, but we do have
yeah.
the advantage and we
yeah.
do have the voice right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely feel you on that. So now let me ask you this, son. What did the actual election process do for you when seeing all these commercials and everything that's going on, man? What was going on with you and your friends? You know, what was going on with you and your friends?
Well, most of me and my friends were Team Bernie, but he didn't make it that day. So we just had to wait out for the last, like, final four to actually figure out which side we were going to go for, even though
okay.
I don't know any of my friends who are Donald Trump supporters, think.
Okay.
But it's okay if you are. I'm not against you.
Okay. All right. So... Tay, let me ask you this. You said that you watched the first black president ever. And now we have the first black woman vice president. So, how you feel about having a lady vice president?
I feel great because change is coming.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. It's like a weird feeling just because for me, I've always wanted more women in the office.
Okay. All right.
Just because they balance out the, what do you call it, the testosterone in the,
okay.
in the White House or wherever.
Okay. All right.
But,
okay. All right.
Different views and, I don't know how women can just talk you off a ledge and not
right.
just be so, yeah, I'm just the bigger man with
yeah.
power, you know.
Okay. All right. I feel that.
You
I
see
that,
that a lot, especially in elections.
Okay. I feel that. So now, growing up as a young black man, with all of the stuff that's been going on within the last, I say within the last year, the brutal killings, man, with the police brutality, with the protesters and everything else, man. When they had this stuff going on, you and your friends were protesting.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you on that end, man, to definitely voice your opinion. Man. What did you see when you was out there from the protests? What did you see?
From my point of view, I've seen a lot. I've seen, as far as the look, I've seen a lot of people there in some sort of way to protest, and
okay.
a lot of police, you know, there, of course. But I really paid attention to the protesters and
right.
not
right.
really
what
the
did you
police.
See?
And
what did you see? How was people taking it? How was people taking it?
We are not woke. Everybody is still asleep. They were there, but I saw confusion, especially in the white people that were there, because I just didn't see confidence of I'm here to defend my fellow black people, you know?
Yeah.
It was just something's going on, so I'm here. And I'm going to cause ruckus, and I'm going to scream and do all that stuff. For me, I was there because I grew up hearing the stories about my grandmother can't being able to vote because they were a woman and black.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of my elders were in those trying times when, you know, we couldn't do well, what I could do now. So
yeah,
I definitely stay woke to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
I'm in awe. Wow.
Yeah.
You don't hear this from a young black man.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm stuck right now. I'm listening to this young man, how intelligent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how. Well, I'll call you. Good job.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. But, I mean, now real talk, man. I mean, just hearing it, I mean, and giving him a chance to express it, because he was down there, man, when that outrage broke out. And the real big outrage broke out down at the plaza.
Okay.
And so.
Me and my best friend.
Yeah. So, but to actually witness this kind of stuff, man, to actually see it, man, it's
wow. Paying attention to it,
yeah.
Wow, paying attention.
Yeah,
because a lot of these young men were not on that focus. They were looking at it just like they're going down there for the wrong agenda.
Yeah.
Create havoc instead of understanding what the real agenda is.
Absolutely.
What you're there for.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely where kind of short ourselves as black people. We need to start educating ourselves more about what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves lost.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. Definitely. So let me ask you, you know, same thing I asked my son. First off, the election.
Of course.
You know, what do you feel about it? What was you tired of, and how do you feel about it right now?
First and foremost, I was so very tired of the blame game, so very tired of all of the commercials doing the bashing and not focusing on the agenda, the things that we really need to be looking at.
Okay.
In the country, things that like COVID, like, you know, the unemployment rates going up and down state. We should have been more focused on those things. Instead, we were caught up on the hype of who was doing what and why.
Okay.
Why I'm happy about it today is because A, we got the right person out.
Okay. Let's just go with that. Why do you feel that it was so important to get Donald Trump out of office? Let me get your view.
Well, actually, for a few reasons. For one, he was going to. It's an absolute guarantee he would be in war, in full war, in the very near future.
You think so?
I absolutely think so. At this point, I feel like he's got so many things that he's trying to cover up and overcome that he's going to ultimately be overwhelmed, and he's going to ultimately probably end up in the jail. Just my thought.
Okay.
Just my thought.
Okay. So now let's go to the woman vice president situation. First black woman ever to be vice president.
Well,
talk to me.
I'm proud to say that, first of all, that the first woman that made it to office was a black woman.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be able to say that first. So that is the biggest thing, the biggest plus for me. But secondly, I like Ms. Harris based on the fact that she's a hawk. And when I say that, in the nicest of ways, lady.
Okay.
This lady plays no game.
Okay.
And that's how she got there. She's a woman, but she's firm enough to know how to make decisions.
Okay.
And that is where our country is going, and we need to embrace the reality that there is going to ultimately be a woman president. There's going to ultimately be a...
You think it's
going
to be a woman president
one day?
Yes. You think it's going to get there?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It wouldn't surprise me in the next 10 years.
Okay.
It just depends on... This is a very important time for us as a country.
Okay.
With Biden coming in this situation, he's going to need the hog to stand up. I'm telling you that because I know that's going to be the ultimate situation. Our vice president is going to turn up. She's going to have to. She's going to have to be aggressive. And I feel like he's smart enough to know when to let her do that.
Absolutely. Okay.
So,
all right. So now, man, let's get right down to it. Twitter and Donald Trump. Man, this dude has no shame and just, I'm talking about, man, it don't matter who you are. It don't matter if you're a representative, if you're a politician. He don't give a damn.
Here's the deal when it comes to Orange Man, when it comes to that. He had absolutely too much idle time for a person that had the most important job in the country.
Yeah, man.
To be able to have so much time to tweet blows my mind, first of all. Second of all, as a country, how can we really listen to a man that has so much damn time to tweet? I'm just doing simple business and I don't have time.
Yeah, man. I get it. So, Tate, let me ask you this, man. So, seeing some of the tweets that Donald Trump put out, how does it make you feel that the president of the United States is acting like this?
I really didn't see any of, like, most of the tweets that he would tweet out because I knew it was
ridiculous.
Or drastic or not important to read, honestly. But that's just what happens when you let the other voice or, you know, the other power. This is what we voted for the people who voted for him, you know?
Yeah. And there was a lot of people that voted for him.
There was.
Still.
You know what I'm saying? So, Tay, let me ask you this, man.
I ain't gonna say where you work at, stuff like that. But
from the job, we're gonna talk about racism. What have you actually seen growing up working at different and various jobs, man? Being a young black man.
Well, with the jobs that I do, because I do cleaning. Well, I did. And I got the, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Lower view aspect of the working life, because with housekeeping and stuff, they're mostly looked at as the help. We kind of are, but still important. I am a social person, so when I'm at work, I would definitely, you know, talk to my coworkers and be walking with my fellow white coworkers.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, this happened actually this year, so it wasn't even long ago, so that's probably why I remember it so vividly. But I worked at a hospital, KU University.
Right.
And most of them are doctors or nurses or, you know, people that make good money. And we would be walking down the hallway and certain other white adults would acknowledge my white coworker and not even thinking about acknowledging me with a, you know, hello, how are you? How are you doing? And still look at you, though. Still know that you're there. You know, you got to add that part because they definitely do look at you.
They know you're there.
They just don't have the, I guess, assertiveness to just speak out. You know, we are raised. When you enter a room, you speak.
Absolutely.
That's just common respect.
Absolutely. So when we're dealing with this situation, I mean, we deal with so much stuff on a day-to-day basis, you know. So, Tay, let me ask you this, man. How do you feel about this coronavirus, man? And have you had any friends or family that contracted the coronavirus?
I feel like it's real.
Yes.
It's very real.
Yeah.
So for anybody who's not taking it seriously, please do wear a mask like I'm wearing right now. But many of my friends and coworkers and family members have had either scares, contracted it, or whatnot. And I've had my own fair share of scares while I was just at work and having coworkers, you know, catch it or whatnot. But
absolutely,
it's just remaining safe, washing your hands, hand sanitizer, you know, not touching
it's
so
a real
much.
Deal.
It's very real.
It's a real
it's
deal.
Very
man.
Real.
Alan, man, you're dealing with people every day, man. You're dealing with people every day. You touch a lot of stuff. So what are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
Well, when it comes to me, I'm kind of on the same agenda. When it comes to in a atmosphere that I'm in a lot, like auctions and things like that, when there are literally hundreds of people around, then yes, I'm absolutely masked up. We sanitize with every 10 minutes, 12 minutes on an average. Because I'm on computer keys all the time, I'm always sanitizing. I have to. They require a face mask in there. And pretty much anywhere you go right now. So
absolutely.
It is understood that
everything
is real.
Everything. This is real.
It's definitely understood that this is real. So for me, even in the office, and I'm still in the infancy stages when it comes to a lot and what have you. So I haven't even began dealing with outside traffic yet because I'm still establishing. But in this lifestyle, Justin, with what we do in our cigar situation,
absolutely,
you know, we deal with a lot of
people. We deal
a lot of handshaking, a lot of congratulations, a lot of, you know. So we have to be focused on doing our due diligence when it comes to the COVID outbreak because it's not getting better, y'all. It's not getting better.
I'm going to just keep it a buck, man. I'm going to keep it a buck. I got to get better. We got to get better.
We all do.
We got to get better as a people. We got to get better as a unit. First thing is that everybody that comes and purchases cigars from us at Exquisite Living Cigar, number one, we're going to start to have more hand sanitizer out there when we're out in the public area, even here in the office. Is because, man, it's a lot of people. I'm talking about, man, I've had family members contract this thing. I've had people, man, that I know near and dear lost their life in this. People, I mean, this thing is real, and it's not going away no time. So, first off, here's what I want to ask y'all. Now, they got somebody who's supposed to be coming up with a vaccine. All right. Now, here's the thing about it. All right. Now, Tay, I definitely want to get you on this. Now, they're working on it, saying that it's like 90% or whatever it was, something, whatever number they said. I don't know. So, now, here's the thing about it. This is November. The vaccine won't be available to the public till June.
Why?
Till June. What? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, Tay, how do you feel about that? And then, bro, I'm going to come right back to you. Man, how you feel about that?
For me, since I work in a pharmaceutical solutions compound, I actually know a little bit of what that entails.
Okay.
The reason they say June is because they're kind of hyping it up for you to know that there is a vaccine being worked on and out there. But it's not on its final stages of going out. It's going to take till June because they're still doing clinical trials.
Y'all hearing it from my son. Yeah. He works at the pharmaceutical.
Not going to say too much, but
without saying too much, absolutely.
Not getting anybody hopes up, but there are many different places and compounds that are working on vaccines and stuff. Not
absolutely
where I'm working at, but we do have intel and insight. One of those questions were asked at a meeting that I had like a couple of days ago, but Right. There's a lot more clinical trials to go on.
Right.
So there will be a lot of asking locals if they're willing to try, you know, different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've noticed they have been kind of advertising that a little bit. They have been kind of speaking on that as far as people that were willing to do an experimental, basically take the vaccine on an experimental basis.
Yeah.
They have been kind of promoting
that. Yeah, they have some people that done
that. That makes complete sense.
Will you do it?
Absolutely not.
I just wanted to ask you.
Absolutely.
You know. So, hey, man, the one thing that I do want to ask you, bro, and this is just with all of this stuff that's going on, man, we're about to have another shutdown.
It's coming. Guaranteed.
It's coming. Another shutdown is coming. So, I've heard people, we've had these conversations, and if it was the fifth, we all be drunk, first off. But here's it. If we had done what was supposed to have been done the first time, we wouldn't be here now.
We wouldn't be here now.
You know. So.
Should have left it shut down a little longer.
So, a lot of people feel it should be shut down longer. So now, say for you and your friends and everything, stuff is closing up early. You know, I mean, stuff is, especially Johnson County already, they closing up early. About to hit here in Missouri, about to hit Missouri here starting 12:01 tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So it's coming in effect. So how does that make you feel, Seth? You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all like going out, hanging out a little bit. You know, what are you guys doing? What are you and your friends doing?
This pandemic has really affected me and my friends as far as going out and stuff we do, because it's still closed where we go. So it hasn't opened. Shout out to Missy B's, who is actually working on, you know, remodeling their place. But the place I go, it's still closed. So nothing's really, like, open for as far as my crew. And we're not really going out as much as we're still essential, so we still have to work. But
got it. Everybody, shout out to the people that's working, because there's millions of people unemployed. And my thing is, why is it taking so damn long to get the money to the people, man? There's people hurting, man.
I'm smiling for a reason. realistically, Orange Head told y'all,
vote for me, I get
you didn't play ball.
No, see,
he said it. If you didn't play ball, he's not even. So, based on the fact that he's who he is, he's going to do one more idiotic act before he leaves office, and I can guarantee it. And I'm going to bet that it's the stimulus package. He's not going to sign off on anything.
Well, first off,
That's absolutely okay. In my opinion, that's okay, because then it's out of his hands, and it's still going to go to Joe Biden's hands, and they're still going to have to do something. I mean, I'd rather him put it off and not, you know, even though there are definitely people out there that need this and then some.
Everybody, I mean, it's millions of people unemployed, millions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He lost all of their money. I want you to think about this. Somebody who worked 20 years saving,
put everything
in their 401k, started a business. Here come the pandemic. Now they done lost everything.
Everything.
They done lost everything. You know, if you just now tuning in, man, we just have a little rap session. I have a little rap session with my son, Deontay. Rap session with my homeboy, one of my closest, my brother, Alan Howard. And we just up here just kicking back a little bit. This podcast is sponsored by Exquisite Living Cigars. Exquisite Living Cigars, Kansas City's premier mobile cigar bar and cigar shop.
With a satellite location.
Catering to the beginner smoker all the way to the seasoned smoker. 1734 East 63rd Street, Suite 208. Back, y'all. So, Tay, let me ask you this, man. So, this shutdown. Do you think that the shutdown is gonna happen? Do you think that it's gonna happen? How do you feel about it?
If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. I'm not one of those people that dwell on that as much because, I mean, Joe already said if he becomes president and wins, he's gonna try and do an actual shutdown.
Which,
I mean, we are Americans. Do everybody really understand how the outside world looks at us?
Yeah.
They look at us like, I mean, all of us, all of us, they look at us like we're ignorant. So,
yeah, okay.
What I want to say to you guys is, did you know that China and Russia actually wanted Donald Trump to win?
I can believe that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can absolutely believe that.
Power stance.
Yes. Yes. They like the way that old Donnie runs the country because his premise of running the country like a business works for China and it works for Russia.
Yeah.
Why? Because everything that we have over here, they own.
Absolutely.
So of course they want that.
Exactly.
Of course they want that.
Absolutely.
But the shutdown is going to happen. And either way, I'll still be essential. So nothing's going to really shut down in my life.
Right.
But we need
be
it.
Careful.
In my opinion, we need it we didn't learn.
We're going to be led into a whole. We're going to be led into. We're already led into 21 with this COVID way of life. Do you understand that they're actually programming us to stay?
This is the new norm.
Yeah, it's
the new norm. It's not going back to the way that it was.
Exactly.
This is they're trying to condition a new norm. So, man, so there's so much, man, that we could talk about that. But what I want to do is, I really appreciate everybody that has tuned in and checked this out. Make sure you go and, check out the full version of the Sit Down. Make sure you check out the full version because, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to definitely give it to you. We're definitely going to give it to you. So, Tay, let me ask you this. What did you actually see when you were working before you got to your job now? I know you talked about a little bit of racism, just a little bit. Outside of your job, has it affected you directly? Have you ever dealt with some unruly police or anything like that? Has that ever occurred to you?
Yes, definitely. It just comes with territory of being black. Somehow, some way, you're gonna run into that kind of diversion. But with thinking about it, mostly. I run into the opposite mostly because my best friend is white.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you have white friends, you got to get real already automatically. So once all of this protesting and everything kind of came about, me and my best friend, we had that talk. You know, this is how I view it. This is how
Where you view it. Yeah, how do you stand? Absolutely.
After we, of course, noticed that we agreed on the same subject versus why we were best friends. But it was her acknowledging that white privilege still exists. And there are times that she has, used her white privilege or, whatnot, just acknowledging the fact without even knowing.
Absolutely.
It's a
real deal.
Yeah.
It's a real deal.
But as well as, I guess, when you go to, a grocery store or whatnot, and you're just around people, and it's how the word excuse me or thank you, if you're holding the door for, someone.
Right. Common sense ain't too common with most people in these days and age. So, and I used to tell you, man, when you're out there, man, you put stuff on, man, just,
listen to these people, especially when they pour it over men and see what they say and all that. So, you know, just, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that you have used your intelligence to continue to live life and live it in a way that you're truly proud of yourself, truly proud of
you. It's more of, I guess, listening to my elders. Stories, you know, you guys have stories of what you've been through, especially my mom.
Yeah.
She definitely gave me the rundown, so shout out to her, because she was real with me from the get-go.
So, as we continue, you know, just have this, this basic rap session, man, I want to just chime in on something right now, too. Shout out to all the doctors and nurses and all of the people who have continued to put their life on the line in this COVID-19. You deserve a round of applause. I'm talking about there are so many people who have put their life on the line. Everybody that works in the health care industry, period. Oh, man. I mean, hats off. I mean, just dealing with so many different situations. Man, I can tell you from bird's eye conversations I've had with someone special. Jesus, man. I mean, it's just they putting their life on the line
every day.
I'm talking about every day, man. You know, every day. So, big shout out to them. Also, I wanted to say to every person who has family in these nursing homes, adult living, and senior citizen places where you can't see these people, we are praying for you and your family. This is a travesty, man. You can't see your loved ones or nothing.
Have no knowledge of how they're being treated.
Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. I mean, this is real. I mean, it's real. It's real. You know what I'm saying? And you have to understand that, you know, man, I don't think I could do it. I'm just saying, you know, if somebody I know that was in the hospital, nursing home, whatever, I got to know what's going on. It just couldn't go down that way. And I know that there's a lot of people have family members that are in these places. We are definitely continuing to uplift and pray for you and yours. Holiday season coming around. They trying to tell you to not have Thanksgiving.
Oh no, basically, they have told you.
Basically, don't have Thanksgiving. Just have five people at Thanksgiving. Five. You know, the gatherings is you know, man, they killing that. They killing that. No gatherings at all. So how you feel about that, Tay? Thanksgiving.
Of course it's not the usual. It's not gonna be the usual, you know, gatherings. But for me, that's okay, because I can just spend time with my normal, usual family that's always around and get closer to them, because sometimes you need that. So I'm looking at it with a good eye and not just saying, or ignoring it, because I know some people are probably still going to have gatherings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even if you do, stay safe.
A lot.
It's going to go down, especially in our community. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Yeah.
So any special dish you looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving?
I guess the cheesecake that I'm gonna make. I've been trying to get some experience in the kitchen.
You've been putting it in.
Okay. But
Alan, Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Five people at your crib.
I'm more than likely I'm the guy that, you know, that normally we all get together and we move on.
Yeah,
we might have 10 plates on Thanksgiving. We might go to 10 different locations on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing for me. That's the norm for me is going and, you know, breaking bread with all of my people.
Absolutely.
You know, not just some of them.
Absolutely.
But we're in a position right now that we have to do.
That's right.
And we really do. Right. And even though it's not going to be comfortable or what we're used to,
yeah,
you know, we kind of have to do our due diligence.
You got to do what it do. So, okay, we got restaurants closing, we got bars closing, we got all kinds. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. We got people mad that the bars is closing.
Oh, what you know about Kansas City?
You know, I mean, you know, hey, listen, you know, and I'm just joking with y'all, so don't get on here talking about the Earl, the soda's out, listen, man. I understand everybody wants to have some enjoyment, man, and I understand that everybody wants to go out. Everybody wants to do something. They're tired of doing the same thing. Man, you just got to be careful. Man, hey, listen, you know, for all those who enjoy two-stepping, man, hey, enjoy yourself, but please be careful.
Mask up and
you know,
wear a glove.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, unfortunately, with what we got going on, we just have to do that.
It's crazy.
But from a business perspective, and that's what I have to live on because I have to look at numbers and bottom lines and all that every day.
Yeah.
So in that light, it's not so easy because we, even us, this is affecting our overall bottom dollar on a day to day. So for us, this is definitely real.
Man, I don't went from, you know, I mean, we have a tremendous amount of people who, you know, participate in this cigar lifestyle. I mean, you know, we still see our regular customers and we still see our people. Shout out to those people. But at the end of the day, man, it's
our overall numbers based on where we've been since start.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Are tremendously down because of our exposure and because of just simple things like the weather affect our mobile operation.
Yeah.
So, and then you have to think about there are a lot of people that aren't even knowledgeable of the fact that we have a satellite location now.
Absolutely.
Because they're so used to looking for us in certain locations.
Absolutely.
So I have to look at these things every day, whereas a lot of people are just saying, well, we didn't sell anything. I have to look at why we didn't sell anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for me, from a business perspective, my hearts go out to all of the club owners, restaurant owners, people that we know entertainment is important.
Absolutely.
For all of us, for our peace of mind.
Absolutely.
But right now, man, what do we do? What do we do? We have to come up with inventive ways to create revenue.
Absolutely.
And that's where my logic is every day. Yeah. I have to think about that. I can't just think about
that. I mean, that's me too, man. I'm trying to think of some creative ways, man, to make sure that I get this thing going, man. You know, especially with this here. I mean, you know, from, you know, dabbling in the various different other type of businesses, co-owning a couple magazines, owning a magazine, not a podcast, cigars. Man, I'm just trying to be an example, man, for my son and my daughter and all of our kids, man, just trying to be an example to so that people can say, hey, you know, you don't have to settle. You can be anything you want
to
be.
You don't have to just have a bag.
Yeah.
You don't have to just be on the block
to
live the life the same way because we still live like rock stars. We still live like rock stars. We're doing absolutely nothing illegal. And I need all of my black men and women to understand that. It's easy to say these things, but when you're actually living it on a day-to-day basis, I can look a young man or a young woman in the eye and say that I earn legal money.
Yeah,
I don't.
Absolutely.
Anybody can sell drugs, y'all. So for all of you that are out there and you feel like you've cornered the market in the drug business, knock yourself out.
You'll be one of two places.
We'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, one or two.
But for me, the whole thing is after experiencing that lifestyle and having to go through that and all of that, being away from my children, losing a decade of my life to the federal system because I wanted to take the easy way.
Ain't no easy way.
No, there's no easy way.
Ain't no easy
way. Hard work and perseverance is the key.
Absolutely.
Consistency is the key
Absolutely.
To success.
Absolutely.
You continue to be consistent. You do the same thing regardless of what's going on in your world. If you can do the same thing every single day, consistency leads to success. You're going to get better. There's no other way.
Absolutely.
There's no other way.
Absolutely.
So I just,
Absolutely.
For us as Black men out here, man, this can go so many places because, you know, I look at young men like Tay sitting right here who are about their agenda and their focus and they have a direction and they know what they want to do with their lives.
Yeah.
You know, that is so inspiring to see,
Absolutely.
But it's not enough of it. So I blame us for that because we were so caught up in life and the lifestyle and the things that we were in that we lost focus on family.
We definitely did, man. And we got to get back to that roots. We got to get back to the roots. So, man, we're going to definitely have to do this thing another time, do this again. Wanted to make sure that I get my son on here, get some of his views, you know, first podcast with my son, you know. I think it's a damn good show.
I like it.
I think it's a damn good show. Oh, man, hey, let me tell you this, man, before we get out of here, man. Tay, man, he's a mature young man right now, you know. So, Tay said, I didn't love this no more. And he was like, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, he's like, okay, you know, we get together since his birthday, you know. And, we had a shot, you know, for his birthday.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm like, well, hey, man, what you drink? He's like, oh, Crown. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's how you're doing it now, you know. So, you know, man, to actually be able to have a toast with my son, man, these are milestones for me, you know, milestones for me. So, Tay, man, before we get out of here, man, how do you feel about the podcast, number one, and number two, man? Who you want to shout out, man, before we get out of here?
I feel good about the podcast. It's fun. And I guess I'm going to shout out my mom, like I always do.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to my mom.
All right.
If she listens, which I'm going to make her listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Especially the part where you said, I shout you out.
Yeah, right.
So
mom,
I already texted her.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't leave out your auntie.
Oh, yeah. My auntie, Emma, of course.
Yes. And you can't leave out your brother.
Yeah, and my brother, too. Yeah. That's, you only said one shout-out. So
you can shout-out as many people as you want to shout-out.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Well, then, cool. Yeah, then it's my auntie and my brother and all of them. Okay, it's my auntie Toy. Hopefully you listen to my cousin Bam.
Yeah, salute.
My best friend, Hannah.
Yeah, salute. I knew you was going to throw her in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, make sure you check out the sit-down. You can check out the sit-down, man, on just about every single podcast publication that there is. Spotify, Google Play, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio, Radio Public, and of course, for all my iPhone users, we are on the iPhone and the iPad. We touch it down everywhere. Make sure, let me just make this here. I got a huge announcement. Make sure that y'all stay on the lookout for my son's brand new podcast. It's called Talk Safe with yours truly, Tay B. Look out for the new podcast coming. Yeah. So, son, what's your podcast going to be about? Just, you know, while we got a little couple minutes, man, what's your podcast going to be about?
Okay, so it's actually Safe Talk. You were close.
Safe Talk, my
it's
bad.
Okay. Okay, you had the words right, it's mixed up, but it's Safe Talk, and it's basically about my adolescents, my peers, and, you know, my local friends, and everybody around that, to get awareness on the LGBTQ community, and being Black in the LGBTQ community, and just growing up in America, and, you know, the LGBTQ community, because it's not talked about enough, and being part of the the community is to be talked about. So okay. It's awareness.
So you just want to have safe talk about everything.
Yes, and it's safe. Okay. It's definitely, that's the main
not leaving out no group.
Yeah.
That, so you basically opening the door for all groups.
Yeah, it's definitely all groups. It's definitely all groups. Yeah. But it's mainly for our LGBTQ community. Of course, we have our straight alliances that are always welcome, but mostly, of course, it'll be that.
All right. Make sure that y'all be on the lookout for that, man. And, hey, I appreciate y'all definitely tuning in. Oh, man. Look forward to another discussion coming real soon. Man, it's your man, LB. And you have just been in the midst of the sit-down.